Salute, salute, salute. Welcome back to the podcast. I don't really have a name for this podcast. The reason why I have the, if you see like the, you know, the new, I guess podcast cover, it just says pod. That's like kind of like my shout out to Virgil Abloh, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. I liked his, you know, when he did the 10 Nike collab, you know, he just had like the shoes that said Air, and I feel like that was kind of dope, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him, rest in peace. But this podcast, I've been away for a little bit. I was on vacation, but I did record because I talked about Damian Lillard. So, but yeah, it's been chilling, trying to find time to get things done. If anybody know, this podcast might get a little social workish, so I know, I mean, a lot of y'all are probably here for that anyway, but, you know, I've reached a point in my career where I feel like it's time that I reach back to other social workers in the form of, like, being a professor, right? Of course, you know, the route you go, well, it's the route I was told you go, or the route that's probably, you know, the easiest is to be an adjunct first, right? So, you know, so I've been trying to do that for the last couple years, and I feel like I've always kind of hit dead ends, you know, just whatever reason, don't get calls back, right? You know, whatever. But I do feel like I got a little bit of juice with my alma mater, you know what I'm saying? I know a few people there, so I reached out, and, you know, last year I tried, didn't hear back, you know, so just kind of was over that. But this year they, you know, reached out and we talked a little bit about some classes that I might be able to teach, right? One in particular that will be readily available for me to teach starting fall will be a class called Field Seminar. Now, if you're in social work program, you know that every social worker has to have a field placement, which is the internship, right? You know, you go, you know, in the internship, you have a field liaison. So that would have been me, right? So I was like, okay, that's a good way to kind of, I felt like it was a good way to kind of get my feet, you know, my foot in the door. You know, I really don't have a whole curriculum to teach. I kind of just guide up-and-coming social workers and, you know, the art of field placement, you know, how to get things done at your field placement. If you have any kind of problems with your field placement, I would be the person to talk to, and maybe, you know, well, you would have a field supervisor, you know, we would kind of work together and, you know, make a plan for you. We'll check in once a term, I believe that's what it is, right? But anyway, so I was excited about that. I was like, man, it's going to be tight. Because I feel like I had it, but it was a roadblock. And I feel like it's always a roadblock. You know what I'm saying? There was three requirements that I had to have. Or, you know, either of the three, right? You know, and I feel like two of them, I had them, right? You know, but one of them was needed to supervise some, like, in some capacity, supervise either an intern or like a job supervisor for 2 years, at least 2 years. And I've never been a supervisor. So, you know, so I told the person that, hey, you know, I don't think I meet that requirement, but I have done, you know, trainings and things with college students. You know, I worked with Michigan State for a couple of seminars. I worked with University of South Carolina. I worked with Wayne State. That was like, you know, six sessions we did with Wayne State. Shout out to the Brothers in Social Work Collective. Who else did I work with? I worked with University of Washington. I worked with a lot of universities, right? As for, and with students, you know what I'm saying? So, VCU, that's one of them too, University of Alabama. So, you know, I'm waiting to hear back, but I feel like, you know, I'm in a spot to where, like, another roadblock, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like I got close. I actually got an interview this time, and I, like, you know, we talked, and it just feels like another roadblock. But I'm not letting it stop me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if there's a will, there's a way. There is always, you know, ways to get where you're trying to go. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I am a proponent of, you know, if it's meant for you, it won't pass you. And on the other note, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. That's the only clash needed that you needed that requirement for, you know. So we talked about me possibly teaching a school social work course in the springtime, or like any other kind of introductory course. But the only thing that kind of bummed me out was that, like, the field seminar class was like, I could teach that in the fall, ready to go. So, you know what I'm saying? So the other classes, I gotta wait, you know what I'm saying? Work some things around. So you know, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't think, you know, what's meant does not pass you. What's meant for you does not pass you. That kind of keeps me kind of going, because, you know, in this kind of content creation, even like trying to find like the right career, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm a social worker, there's still like ways to kind of get to where you want to go. That can be a little overwhelming. You know, sometimes you hear the word no, or you hear that you might get laid off, or you hear that, you know, whatever's happening, and then you get discouraged. So you got to remember that, you know, whatever's for you will not pass you. And that thing keeps me going, along with, like, you know, my family and stuff as well. But like, as far as like self-motivation, you know, me like still wanting to do it, you know, just kind of remembering that, you know, it's already written, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, hopefully, you know, I'll be an adjunct, you know, soon, you know, and it's not really like, I'm not really in it for like, 'cause adjuncts, you don't, the word around the campfire is that adjuncts don't make any money, you know what I'm saying? But it's more like just kind of adding stuff to my resume, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause maybe one day I might want to be a full-time professor. You know what I'm saying? I feel like being adjunct will kind of let me know, like, I don't really like that. So, you know, maybe not that, you know? So, and of course, I mean, certain people, you know, get full-time professor jobs without being adjunct, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, it's just part of the process. You just kind of take a licking and keep on ticking, you know, you don't let the roadblocks stop you, you know what I'm saying? You make another way, you know what I'm saying? Roadblocks, you know, aren't permanent. You just got to make a detour, for sure. So, anyway, that's enough for that tangent. But, yeah, you know, so, you know, say a word for your boy, you know what I'm saying? Send me some well wishes, you know. Hopefully, I'll be leading the leaders of the new social work group soon, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back with some more social work topics. So the next part of my pod, you know, I'm going to talk about just how we're missing the point when it comes to homelessness. You know, it's the homeless people, the homeless population in Portland. You know, they made it a law to where it's illegal to camp in the city. And they have, you know, their answer was, you know, making a law, of course, but they're going to, you know, offer campsites for people to live in if you're experiencing houselessness, right? You know, which is a good Band-Aid. But the reality is that our system is no longer sustainable. You know, like, the way we've been living, we're at a point where it's just, you know, every major city is going to have these problems until we fix this, you know, the system. You know, kind of reimagine kind of how life's supposed to be. You know, these problems will only get worse. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you are a developer, you can get a loan from a bank, you know what I'm saying, build a development, fill it up with tenants, you know what I'm saying, whether they be tenants that can afford to live there or tenants that are just barely living there. As long as you get your money, you probably ain't tripping too much, right? You fill it up with tenants, and if it doesn't work out, you file bankruptcy. The bank takes your, you know, your property a few years, you know what I'm saying, down the line. You go on about your business, you're probably in another one, right? But, or you probably get bailed out, you know? But it works for like the top percent, you know, but for the people like the middle class and lower, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of middle class people are really like, you know, one, hey, we gotta let you go from being, you know, from being homeless, right? Because we're getting squeezed so much by, you know, there's all these bills, all these services, all these taxes, right? You know what I'm saying? And like life is just like unsustainable. You know what I'm saying? We always grinding. You know what I'm saying? We're always trying to supplement income. You know, a lot of people that I know, you know, do like side hustles. But it's not really like side hustles because like I feel like, you know, you would love for a side hustle to be like, you know, flourishing, right? You know, most times side hustles is something you do. If it's popping, it's popping. If it's not, it's not. But like most people that I know, like, you know, they will, you know, if they side hustle was booming, then, you know, that increases their standard of living, you know? And that's just kind of how life is supposed to be. And I feel like you shouldn't have to depend on a side hustle. You should just be, you know, dependent on, you know, one salary, you know, but everything is so expensive, which trickles down to the houselessness. You know, like, I feel like people just don't see, like, you know, there's no surprise that when rents go up, houselessness goes up, you know, because wages really don't go up, you know. But if wages do go up, then taxes go up, right? So you're missing, you know, like, it's just like we're missing this kind of, like, point, you know, of, yes, there's a lot of houselessness, right? But then in the same breath, you'll say, man, rent is expensive. And then you'll say, man, homelessness is really a problem in Portland. And then you'll say, man, my rent is up to $2,500. And it's like, you keep saying it's the two things, but not putting them together, you know? And I feel like, you know, it's just our system, though. Like, it's just our system. And I feel like we're close to seeing, you know, the worst of it. You know, well, I think it's going to get real worse, but, you know, houses cost, you know, $1 million, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about you, you know what I'm saying, or whoever, who's ever listening, but $1 million mortgage, I mean, that's nice. That's some change. And I don't even think the average person can afford that. They can't afford that. The average person cannot afford $1 million house. You know what I'm saying? I would be hard pressed. And if they could, they're probably strapped, you know what I'm saying, trying to make it work, right? But it's just like, you know, it's just really like crazy. Like, just the cost of things, and we can't really figure out, you know what I'm saying? Or we get like, you know, and, you know, I'm one of those people too, right? You know, I don't really want to be inconvenienced, you know what I'm saying, by like the sight of things sometimes. But it's like, man, but it's just the way the world is, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we're at a place where our system is eating itself, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's why social work, people are trying to, you know, utilize social workers, but then again, you don't want to respect us to, like, pay us, like, the wages that we deserve, right? So a lot of social workers are going into private practice, you know what I'm saying, leaving these case management jobs, these hospital jobs, these community therapist jobs, because private practice gives us a chance to, like, have, like, the life we want, you know what I'm saying? But then, with private practice, you get burnt to shit. Because, you know, this is one reason why I kind of backed away from, well, I backed away from private practice and getting licensed in general, right? I was doing the math. I was like, man, if I make $150K in a year, that meant I saw like $150K worth of like trauma and stress, and I had to like manage my way through that. And I was like, there gotta be a way to make a living, you know what I'm saying? Gotta be a better way to make a living, because that, to me, that sounds stressful. I know a lot of people who in private practice will do for a few years and then they back all the way up because it's a lot, you know what I'm saying? But in our field, you know what I'm saying, that's really the only way to kind of get like your worth, right? Because, you know, these companies want to utilize you, but then when they hire you, oh, well, you know, I want you to do a training for $1,000. Well, how long is the training? A week. It's like, well, that's a lot of time for $1,000, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, and I got to spend my own money to, like, you know, have my own expenses, you know what I'm saying? Then I got to pay my own tax, which is a higher tax bracket because it's my business. So it's not even really worth it. So we're just like, everybody's in a spot where we're burnt out, you know what I'm saying? And we rather just take the time off and just chill rather than figure it out, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, our system is broke. And, you know, to the point that the people that are supposed to fix it can't even fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, we we all like one, hey, it was nice to meet you, but, you know, I got to let you go from being, you know, in a tough spot. You know what I'm saying? There's studies that show that people, you know, most people don't even have like, you know, 3 months of expenses saved up. And to me, that, you know, like to somebody who's like a boomer, that might sound like crazy. You don't have 3 months expenses saved up, but like 3 months of my expenses is like almost $25,000. You know what I'm saying? So like, of course I don't have 3 months, I don't have 25, you know, saying cages chilling, you know what I'm saying? So like, and most people don't. So, you know, yeah, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like to think like our system and people who neglect that it's changed, you know, or that it's changing, you know what I'm saying? I live in Oregon's the third highest state, you know, to live in, you know what I'm saying? So you don't think that has something to do with the homelessness problem? You know what I'm saying? Hawaii's number two. California's number one, I believe. You know, and yeah, people are homeless. You know, it's like, you know, and that doesn't mean that they don't work. You know, people work and they go back to their spot and they do what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Or they just couch surf or they, you know, I work with a lot of students that are considered homeless and they're not really homeless per se. Like they have a house living, but it's not theirs. You know what I'm saying? They're sleeping in the couch, sleeping in a room with their parents, you know, and I feel like that's just like the system. Like it's just, excuse my rant. But, you know, I just get upset when like, you know, we just fail to see like what the real issue is. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, people are making a lot of money these days, but when you make money like off like consumer goods, that means you're also taking money from people. You know what I'm saying? You are low key exploiting, you know, people. You know what I'm saying? And people have a lot of credit. So like we don't see the real effects because people are living, you know what I'm saying, with credit cards. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, it's just we just trying to make it out here. You know what I'm saying? No fault. If however you live is how you live, you know what I'm saying? Because it's hard, but our system needs a revamp. You know what I'm saying? And that's a fact. And yeah, until like we get to that point where we understand that we're all burnt out. You know what I'm saying? We're all tapped out except for like the 1%, you know what I'm saying? But the other people, you know, even if you, you know, living well in the suburbs, stuff like that, man, that's a hard life to keep up. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. So anyway, you know, I haven't ran like that in a while, you know what I'm saying? But this is why I'm in social work, you know what I'm saying? I would love to kind of use my voice to like, you know, say things are messed up, you know what I'm saying? And the policies that we are making aren't really addressing, you know what I'm saying, what we got to address. You know, like, I do feel like there should be more affordable housing. And then not affordable housing that you build and just forget about. Affordable housing that, you know, people come and check in. They, you know, make sure it stays up to date, you know what I'm saying? Because that was the thing, too. Like, back, a lot of affordable houses that was built 10 years ago, it's like ran down because, you know, the management won't take care of it. You know what I'm saying? You build it and, you know, you give people a place to live for cheap. But then when people are like, you know, the sink breaks or the doors break or because, you know, wear and tear happens, nobody comes and fixes it. So and then, you know, it just kind of becomes a place where, you know, nobody wants to live or it becomes like ran down. And then, you know, that's a problem. Then people who don't live there make, oh, this place is terrible. This place is horrible. But it's like we all need wraparound services, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all need that kind of, you know, check-ins, and we need, you know, full treatment of things, not just half-assed solutions. We need, like, full kind of, you know, full solutions that you know, have a plan, have a follow-up to the plan, and then that follow-up to the plan, you know, has, like, maintenance. It's like, you know, if you're in treatment and you know about, or if you're a therapist, you know about treatment models, you know what I'm saying? A lot of treatment in general is about maintenance. You get to a spot where you are out of treatment, but the work doesn't stop. And I feel like, you know, with our policies and stuff like that, the work is stopping, you know what I'm saying? Like, it gets to a point, okay, so like, you know, you can't camp in Portland, but we'll provide these campsites for you. Okay, so what if I'm a homeless family and I can't live, you know what I'm saying, in these little huts that you made for us, or, you know what I'm saying, the hut that you made is broke down, who's going to come and fix it, how long is that wait going to be, or, you know, just things like that, right? So, and I saw, you know, there was people talking about, you know, saying the harm reduction rule that came out, you know, and that caused a lot of debate. You know, people thought that, you know, handing out, you know, supplies for drug use was crazy. But, I mean, honestly, you know what I'm saying? It's less about handing out tools and more about the engagement. And I'll just say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want people to come to your spot to, like, talk about these things rather than going and, like, you know, harming someone to get these things. You can come to this building. We'll give it to you, you know what I'm saying? But to get it, you got to check in with this person. You got to, you know, you got to do certain things. And then at the end, we have a conversation. Here's your stuff. But anyway, that deserves more than me just kind of ranting about that too. Harm reduction is a thing. And if you have time, Google it. You know what I'm saying? Google is free. You know what I'm saying? There are studies that prove it. If you want to believe it or not, that's up to you. But the information is out there. Peace.